My name is Oliver Knight. I am here in the Expression FM studio. On the line, we have a very special guest. We have the acoustic singer-songwriter, George Ezra. I'd like to start by talking about your voice. It's been described as having a voice beyond the years, and it's been a very unique voice. And I'd just like to ask how you discovered your voice, whether it was a development since you first started singing, or whether it's just that's exactly how it started out.
You know, I was listening to a lot of musicians that sounded and had this voice that I, you know, loved, and I wanted to see if I could do it one time, and I could. It came really naturally, and in fact was more comfortable than not singing that way, you know. So it's and to me it just sounds like my voice, you know.
Oh, okay, sure. So it's really obvious that your voice complements the acoustic setting that your music takes. Where would you say that the acoustic elements are inspired from?
Do you know what? I used to be in bands, and I used to have this beat up on electric guitar, and that's what we used to do. And then I think a lot of it just came from the guitars I play now are electric guitars, but they're from the 50s. I bought these old guitars, and they're hollow bodies.
Oh yeah.
So they I can play them acoustic, which is amazing. But also they have these old pickups, which can be a nightmare. But you know, I love them. And I think just a lot of the blues I was listening to and whatever, you know, the big 12-string guitars to make the bigger, fatter sound. There's some acts that deliberately play sort of kids-sized guitars so that it's, you know, a smaller sound. And I guess you just got to play around with what you want to be doing. I also dropped my guitar down in tuning, so it's a lot lower than a standard guitar.
Oh, yeah, what tuning do you have it in?
Well, if I play an E chord, then it is a C, but the chords work exactly the same, but they just play, so I tune it down to C. Queens of Stone Age do it as well, and bands like that, and I have to have heavier strings to do so, but I love doing it.
So you're based in Bristol now, are you?
Yeah, I moved there for uni, and then I did a year and continued living there. So I've got a little place in Bristol. I love it, Bristol's really cool.
So going back to your music, you had a very busy year last year. You toured Europe and you got a lot of inspiration from that, namely, I guess, Budapest, which is a lovely song, by the way. At the end of the year, you made quite a few lists. You made MTV's Brand New for 2014, Vivo's Ones to Watch for 2014, and you made fifth in the BBC's Sound of 2014. How do you react to all that?
Like, I appreciated it massively. You know, everyone was... It's just there's so many people in England, the world, everywhere, just doing what I'm doing. And to land on those things is amazing. The thing I love the most is the fact that I never came first or near... You know, fifth was amazing because it just meant that a load of people heard my name, but I didn't get any pressure from it. When it was going on, like, in the heat of it, a few people, journalists and stuff, were asking me, you know, who do I want to beat, and treating it like a competition. I didn't like that side of it. No, on the whole, it's brilliant.
Okay, so did you enjoy playing the BBC introducing stage last year at Glastonbury?
I loved it, man. Like, I'd never been to Glastonbury before, but I had a great time. I was playing on the Sunday, so I went on Thursday. My friends from Bristol, like my flatmates, were working in a churros van. So I went and I sold some churros on Thursday and Friday. And then, yeah, on Sunday I did the set. It was brilliant. Woo for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
So your EP came out last year, Did You Hear the Rain, which is already on iTunes, and on the 16th of March you've got Casio coming out. Would you like to speak a little about that?
Like, again, like, the whole point of those EPs is so that I do still gig on my own, and the whole point is I wanted to introduce people to the idea of me having a band one day.
Yeah.
Because I record with a band, and I think that will happen. So again, it's that, and it's just, I've recorded more songs than I can put on an album. I recorded about 19 for the album, so it was a good way as well to release music and to keep things ticking over, you know. In fact, I've just got the first edit of the video for Casio back today, so I'm going to watch that and see how I like it.
So you've already talked a little bit about your guitars. Do you know the specific names of the models?
Yeah, I've got a Gretsch Anniversary, which is from 1959. And then about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I bought a Gibson from 1957, man. Wow. It's so old, like, and it's, I think it's like an SS25 or something, but I'm not too sure. It didn't come with much information. I just played it and loved it, so
yeah.
I've got those two. I used to play a Resonator as well, but they're a headache, like, I saved for years to buy it, and it was just rubbish live. Get it to simmer down.
Your show here at the Cavern on the 8th of March is sold out, but that is not the only show on your tour that is sold out. How many of your shows are sold out?
I think all of my shows.
Every single show.
Every single one. I'm a sellout, man. It's brilliant, though. It's so nice to get to venues and know that there's going to be people there. You know, there's been a lot of times where I've travelled a long way and no one's been there. And that's so it's nice to know that there's going to be people.
I've got one last question for you, which is, what is your favourite superhero?
Now, I've been thinking about that. Today I bought a baboon mask for £18. It's a full head mask. So I'd quite like to make a superhero out of it.
So you'd make your own superhero. What would their powers be?
Yeah, at the moment I'm calling him Humble Dicky, like Richard. So I think it'd be a humble baboon.
Thank you very much, George, for calling in today. And we really look forward to seeing you down at the Cavern.